Now we're live and recording.
So are we doing pre-show?
No, nope. Let's just jump right into it. Mark voted in his head. One vote, no.
Thick Skin Radio, episode 136.
136 in the house.
Yep.
Is there any football? Anyone smelling football yet?
2 weeks until training camp. 2 weeks until training camp's open.
Is Pigskin Radio about football, really?
I don't know. We're waiting on it.
Where is it hiding? I know it's out there.
There's no more Vuvuzelas. We can get on to the NFL.
There's no more World Cup. There's
this cap isn't going to work.
There is.
The Rangers have hit the... You all right, Mark?
This ain't working.
The Rangers have hit the halfway point in first place. You know what that means?
Time to lose.
It's time to start losing.
Go Cowboys.
Training camp opens in less than 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Anyone else excited? I know you were saying that there was a lot of money on that
Rangers game.
Yeah.
Do you think it was the first time any of those people actually ever bet on a Ranger game?
I think it's the first time anyone in Las Vegas ever thought the Rangers played baseball.
In the summer?
I'm sure they thought the Texas Rangers were just a law enforcement unit.
Well, they look at it as they're not to the halfway point yet.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to win.
No way.
Now,
just when you get your
there
hopes
will be
up.
No money on Texas from here on in.
Yeah, for the
we're
rest
done.
Of the season. No more money on Texas. So, yeah, I don't know. They picked up a pitcher. They got rid of their smoke.
They got rid of the smoke monster. I'm sad to see the smoke monster go.
What? Because he was hitting 110?
Hey, anyone named Smoke Monster can't be all bad.
I guess so. So, yeah, they got rid of him. They got rid of a couple prospects.
A
couple of first-round picks.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they got Cliff Lee, who was supposed to be the stud ace pitcher they needed. And what did he do his first game out? He
was the second coming of Nolan Ryan.
He crapped his baseball pants.
Yikes.
Two doubles to start the game.
Did
lost
he get yellow leg?
One.
Looked like he was scooting around on the bump.
Really? Like a dog? On the rubber?
Sometimes you got to wipe it out with a little bit of dirt.
Oh, we've really delved into something.
All right, baseball's done.
No, we don't have to talk about it anymore.
We are done talking about baseball because football is about to start.
Okay, do you have any football news, John?
Do I have any football news?
Yeah, because we've been searching all day for football.
We're waiting for football to make an appearance. It's just really, it's there, but we're in between training camps. I don't think any NFL team has started training camp in an official sense.
Now, football continues to hide under Roger Goodell's skirt. He mm-hmm. likes to keep it close to his panties so it doesn't get out and he doesn't allow people to see it.
He'll allow us to talk about it,
that's
though.
That's weird. We just can't mention any of their copyrighted trademark things, though, right?
Like the Dallas Cowboys?
Or the Super Bowl. Or
exactly.
The Super what? Ball or Super
no,
Bowl?
No, Super Bowl. We say Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, Super
We're
Bowl,
not
Super Bowl, Super Bowl.
We want them to sue us.
How much did that just cost us?
I don't care. Fuck the NFL.
I think
and they... fuck their lawyers. See if that works.
Try that out. Hey, oh, okay, you did.
Hey, fuck Philadelphia.
Yeah, we can do that too. You've got a friend that used to be a friend.
Yeah, I don't know that we've made this clear, but it has been mentioned on the show previously that I do play a little hockey. Well, Serious Dave also plays on our hockey team.
Right, and what's the name of the hockey team?
The Skateful Dead.
We are the Skateful Dead in the
Plano Aww. Senior Stars D Black Division. Come out and watch your heroes.
Jesus.
Right after you watch Tech Talk.
So is there a keg at center ice or anything like that? You got anything?
Locker room.
I mean, usually it's at first base or, you know, during the softball game.
We roll it in before the game.
Do you? Do you have skates on it?
Yeah, we don't bring it out to the bench. But we do keep it in the locker room.
So do you put names of everyone, like rings on the Stanley Cup on that thing?
That's a good idea.
That's a great idea, Mark.
Yeah, get yourself a team keg. Put the names of the team, you know, all over there.
That makes the beer stick so obsolete.
Oh, don't. You're going to hurt Giggling Stan's feelings. Giggling
is
Stan.
That, is that possible?
Giggling Stan, he made us a beer stick out of a hockey stick.
Oh, no.
I mean, this may be a little gay.
Maybe.
He lacquered all kinds, all sorts of... He put beer labels all over a section of hockey stick. And then I believe in 2.0 he actually attached an opener at one end. But the stick was a baton, basically, that you would pass to the next person whose responsibility it was to bring beer the next game. So each week someone would get the beer stick.
It was kind of like the talking stick that the, you know, the natives of the Pacific Northwest would be using.
A talking stick?
Yeah.
Natives? Yeah. Opium? What?
Talking stick?
Boy, that's where'd that come from?
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good.
So we play hockey with a guy, and nice enough
guy. Oh, yeah,
guy.
Back to Philadelphia.
But we find out last night that he's a Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Did you just tape him up with
the first thing we said is we can't be your friend anymore.
Right. And then I said, fuck Philadelphia.
And we said, fuck Philadelphia.
Uh-huh. Did you throw batteries at him?
We did.
We threw verbal batteries at him.
We did boo him like he was Santa Claus. Huh.
He and his wife were acting surprised that they were given grief at a Cowboys game while wearing their Eagles jersey.
Really? Really? Wow,
like,
that's
fascinating. Did anybody throw anything at you?
Well, you know, when I think of the people of Philadelphia, the first thing that comes to mind.
If there were any career-ending injuries, did you cheer?
Yeah, but you know, when I think of the people of Philadelphia, I don't really think common sense. I don't think smarts. I don't think intelligence.
Well, Dave has a good theory, theory about exactly. He's related it to my rant on Houston.
Yeah, I'll keep this much shorter, but I was doing, as Dallas is to Houston, so is Pittsburgh to Philadelphia.
Oh, big brother.
Big brother, little brother. Just think about it. Dallas.
In the NFL, of course.
Dallas and Pittsburgh both have Super Bowl championship teams with multiple trophies.
Sure.
Philadelphia, how many trophies do you have?
I don't know. I don't know of any.
Houston, how many trophies do you have?
Well, I mean, Philly has trophies in other sports, though. And so does Houston.
We've been looking for football, and we just found a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going football.
Right. Gross, Dave.
But
I don't have a point.
So it's rather than starting a complete jihad on Houston for the rest of this
wonderful season.
Let's
just focus our jihad on Philadelphia.
I think we just focus Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. Get back to our roots.
Yep. Hate the green, hate the white, hate the Eagles. I think even
there is an odd belief up there.
Lots of hate
that
going on.
Kevin Kolb is the real deal.
I mean, what has he played? Three games?
Everybody in Philly seems to think he's the man. Well, I mean, I guess he has to be.
Well, I think let's face it. You know, a lot of people think people in Texas are a little racist. Those Philly fans, they don't like the man with the tan. And they're just happy that, you know, it's one of them.
In Philly?
Philly, jeez.
Randall Cunningham. He's revered.
Still, they don't like him.
Well, wouldn't Vic have
that
a chance?
That sounds
Vic
like made-up racism.
No, it's not made up at all.
Vic would have a chance if he could actually travel out of the state to play, but right. I think there's some sort of restraining order or something going on right now.
Well, I mean, he's shooting people now.
Fighting dogs.
Is he allegedly. Is he a person of interest?
He's a very interesting person.
For the canine unit, yes. I'm sure they're going through
Shuts
everything.
Shutshund.
Sorry, we got to pull you over again. Let's see if Officer, you know, Rover here finds anything. Oh, it bites his leg 8 or 9 times.
Michael Vick.
Yeah, sick him.
That's the attack word.
But yeah, I think the people of Philly, I think they're, you know, kind of floating towards Kolb because of that Great White Hope. I think it's a Philly thing.
Yeah, we've seen Great White Hopes before and what's happened to them.
Are you talking about the Mavericks now?
Talking about the Mavericks. I could talk about boxing. Could talk about all kinds of stuff. But this is a football show.
Sure.
And
kind of.
This
almost.
This is the beginning of the fuck Philadelphia season.
Uh-huh.
Just another fuck Philadelphia season.
Yep.
So speaking of anger and hate,
Speaking of anger, hate, and maybe even racism, throw in some anti-Semitism.
And a little bit of racism, anti-Semitism. This isn't really football related, but it is Mel Gibson. And there was a point in time where he was the number one action star. I know growing up, we were all Road Warrior fans, Mad Max fans.
Two men enter, one man leave.
Absolutely. Master Blaster.
Rules Bartertown.
Runs Bartertown. All these things. And he freaked out a little bit. This was on his ex-wife, I believe.
His love interest, which he has a love child with.
Has a love child with. Because I think he couldn't actually divorce his first wife because he was a super Catholic. And then he put his own church on his compound there.
Is there anyone he hasn't pissed off?
I don't know.
I mean, seriously, is he? He's got to be done.
He's pissing everybody off now.
I mean,
and now he's
just one. I mean, he sounds like he's at OJ mentality right now.
Well, he seems to want this to happen almost. You know, he's
Well, think about it, guys. You've seen the picture of his new movie. He's got his hand up a beaver's ass.
What?
Okay, what movie was that? Is he doing pornos now?
Big brown beaver.
Big brown beaver, huh?
He's got his hand up a big brown beaver's ass.
What are you referring to? So his next movie is called Beaver, right?
His next movie has him talking through a puppet to people. What is that?
That's
Sesame Street?
It's a blatant ripoff of the Trailer Park Boys Conky episode, I think.
I agree. Yes. I agree.
And they can't just do a whole movie about it.
I don't think this is a movie publicity drill he's doing here, though.
Really?
I guess he has something against good-looking women.
Or, yeah, maybe.
Either that, you need medication.
He's freaking
out, man. He has lost his shit. He's completely lost his shit. And
what would women think?
I'm not saying that he's wrong.
What?
But he really needs to calm it down.
Let's back up here a little bit. You're not saying that he's wrong.
He's just saying what every guy wants to say.
Really? Have you listened to this?
For all the two women who actually listen to this show, this is John's opinion and John's opinion only.
Leave my mom and sister out of this. Let's take a listen.
Are we going to do? Is this take one or take two?
To Crazy Mel.
This is number two, right?
Probably.
Was that it?
No, this is the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Correct.
Correct, okay.
Foreign bodies?
You're lying to me about fake tits.
I've never had.
Yes. Yes, you just did. You said they weren't. You fucking lied to me.
Did he just front her out about her tits?
Yeah, you lied to me about your fake tits. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Seriously, are you telling me that Mel Gibson can't?
He's not a fan of them.
He can't tell fake tits from real tits?
Did he ever touch them?
Well, my guess is that she got the fake tits. He has her living on a house in his compound.
Well, I'm going to assume by his attitude he didn't buy those tits.
No. My guess is she traded in SNH green stamps or whatever they have there.
Oh, fake tits you don't pay for. The best fake tits in the world as long as you get to touch them.
Yeah, they all come from billionaire boyfriends.
Exactly.
I didn't. I never said anything of a kind. You never asked me, I never told you. Or maybe you asked me, but I never lied about this.
She seems very calm.
Oh, this is called Mel Gibson.
Get rid of him, why don't you? Anyway,
That's not none of your fucking business.
It is. They look stupid. I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck. You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. Mm-hmm. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes and stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I hear you, Mel.
I
don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home.
The hell she doesn't.
It's a fucking embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking bitch.
She's an embarrassment to Mel.
He lost me there.
Yikes.
He lost me there.
Dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants and stuff. You see your pussy from behind.
Whoa.
And that green thing today was enough. That's provocative. Okay?
He's upset.
I'm just telling you the truth.
He's calm, though.
I don't like it. I don't want that.
He's not calm.
I'm glad I'm on this side of the glass.
I don't believe it to you, but I'll let you stay there.
Man,
okay?
He is angry.
I will take care of my child, but I don't want you anymore.
Wow.
Stay in the house, bitch.
Now, I've got a look. He's gotten nuts.
You and your big boobs, you just stay in the house. Don't go outside and embarrass yourself.
Quit showing people your boobs. I just really don't like it when you show people your boobs. Those boobs are mine on my combat.
You know what? If he's busy, if he's working, and, he's taking care of this girl, and she's out on the town probably partying it at every joint in freaking Hollywood.
She's hanging out with Tina Turner.
Probably.
Now, did you hear the phone call?
That's a second Turner reference in the last...
I made an Ike Turner reference last night at the game.
Slamming.
Exactly. Choke.
Well, did you hear... There was another recording later. He got really upset.
And you know what? I almost think this sounds fake.
Well, no.
It's almost like he's going for the insanity plea. And he's an actor, and he plays that role very well.
No, I don't think I have that. Later on, he made a phone call. He was really upset about his breakfast.
Oh, you have that one.
Yeah.
Randy Taylor.
No.
I don't know where you people come from. I don't know if you test your
Wait
product.
That's enough.
Your quantity of your product. Your...
Oh, all
right. Okay. So that's
Angry Sausage Man, isn't it?
Yeah. Absolutely.
No, do we not have the second call?
No, I don't have it.
Oh, okay. You want to we'll post it up. We'll post it up. It's
No, we won't.
Yeah, what kind of producing is that when we don't have the second call?
It's horrible.
Well, he goes so freaking over-the-top crazy, it's almost like he's not even human anymore. He's so over-melodramatic. It's almost like he knew he was fucked from the first tape.
Yeah. Well, I think he's gotten to the point where he doesn't give a shit anymore.
But he went OJ crazy and told her he was going to bury her in the rose garden.
I did hear about that.
54 years old. He's got all the money in the world.
He made billions of dollars on the Jesus movie.
Yeah, he can tell her whatever he wants.
Yeah,
and he can plant flowers wherever he wants, and just walk
so like
away.
Me, you're agreeing with what he said.
I'm just stating the
like
obvious.
You.
That when you've got $1 billion, you can say crazy things.
You can.
Unlike when you're like you and I and Mark, who we've got $20 between us.
And we can say crazy things because we only have $20
exactly.
In between us. Now, the big problem with Mel is that Mel stands, he's lost his management, chances of him getting, this movie that's coming out, he's going to get, people aren't going to show up to this thing because they think he's a nut job. But this movie that's coming out is him playing a nut job.
It's beautiful.
I don't know.
Yeah, he walks
Is
around.
Is it real?
He walks around talking through a beaver.
Yikes. Sounds like President Clinton.
A handful of talking beaver.
Who doesn't like that?
I might go see that movie twice. What are you talking about?
So you guys heard a rumor that I was doing another show. Did you hear about this?
It's not a rumor, I don't think, Mark.
It's been proven.
If you follow Mark.
It's just not released yet. It's released, but it's still in beta.
If you follow Mark Ramsey on Twitter, at Mark Ramsey, you might see something about Tech-tards.
Yeah, I'm doing a show called The Tech-tard Show. And I thought we would... We would call my co-host and give her a surprise call and say...
Oh, really?
Yeah, during the show. And see what happens. So, if you get a chance, go over to techtards.com. We talk about – we basically goof on nerdy stuff, geek stuff, that sort of thing.
You can win some of Mark's old tech crap.
Absolutely. I'm giving away – it's a Shiba E405. It's a touchscreen. It's a fabulous piece of technology. Did you want it, Dave?
I haven't tweeted what you needed me to tweet yet because you wanted me to put crap in it, and I don't. Tweet swear words.
You don't have to swear. Why don't you? Well, first of all, why don't you tweet swear words?
I just don't like to fucking cuss.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, that makes a little bit of sense. So I guess we're just basically stalling for time right now until John gets back. I don't know where he went.
I think he's going to get more beer.
Oh, did he go get me?
Yeah,
get more beer.
So let's talk Super Bowl Nookie Girls real quick because this kind of got me a little bit jazzed up. Super Bowl's in
Dallas.
Did
it.
Oh, yeah.
Because a bunch of prostitutes are showing up for the Super Bowl, and you're excited.
Super Bowl will be in Dallas. I hope you brought two, John.
I brought two. I just need something to open.
In 2011, I happen to have an opener in my pocket Z's.
You want
fishing adventures?
No, it's stupid.
I'll take Honey and Fishing Adventures. Thank you very much.
What?
So anyway, Super Bowl 2011 in Dallas. And
yes,
the hotels for the NFC and AFC championship teams have been announced. And for the first time, it is the Omni is the sole provider of bedrooms for hooking up for football players at the Super Bowl.
Wow. So, okay.
So you know what that means, Mark?
Lots of wigs.
You're going to get busy.
Yes. I plan on selling plenty of wigs. So, yeah, there's going to be a bunch of hookers in town, and, well, it's Dallas. There's always a bunch of hookers in town. But definitely for the Super Bowl.
I wonder if we'll have any more around here, around these parts.
Right. Did John ever tell you about the one we found downstairs?
Yeah, the one that propositioned him on the way out?
Yeah.
She didn't proposition me. She
on the Pigskin Radio Studios parking lot.
She wanted some marketing help.
She did? She was looking for some web help?
I was like, I wasn't even wearing my royal blue suit.
Did you look at her Twitter?
Well, I don't think she had one. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if she had a Twitter, Mark.
Okay.
Did she have a tattoo on her Twitter?
How would I know that? What do you think about that triple?
John, you're supposed to be the investigative reporter here.
What do you think about that triple?
Let's see if this phone works.
Hmm, that's dandy tasting.
No, two rings.
One ring-a-ding.
She probably knows I'm calling.
Let's let it go to voicemail.
You're calling Martellus Bennett, right?
Yes.
You just got screened, Holmes.
I got totally screened. Nothing.
Not even voicemail?
No.
I thought she was technical.
No.
Maybe she is technical enough to make sure it doesn't go to voicemail when the three of us are calling.
It's a Skype number. It's all scrambled. Who knows who the hell was calling?
Hmm. Well, I guess that's a show then, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think we're done.
I think we ended on a low.
Okay. Week. Have we ever ended high?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, football.
Drugs, Danny.
Episode 136 in the books.
Even though you don't read.
Are you reading these days?
I am.
What you reading?
Reading, it's an older book. It's Guy Kawasaki's Art of the Start.
Art of the Start.
What are you, a big fan of Alltop or something?
I haven't been to Alltop in a while. Why?
Well, it's,
he's one of the he's one of the contributors, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it's his site?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. This book was before that.
So you're reading an old tech book.
Mm-hmm. Sounds, I'm also reading an old tech book.
Sounds like a good idea.
Old tech book that's kind of like having a magazine at your fantasy football draft.
Absolutely.
Mark Same Ash.
I'm also reading Ambient Findability. That's another good one.
Your what hurts?